Mississippi's red clay soil holds more than just roots and worms. It cradles generations of untold stories. In Sing on Buried Sing, the boundaries between past and present blur as 13-year-old JoJo navigates a world where ghosts walk alongside the living. The novel opens with blood and bone, JoJo desperately trying to prove his manhood by helping his grandfather Pop slaughter a goat on his birthday. When the moment arrives and Pop slits the animal's throat, JoJo rushes outside to vomit, shame burning through him hotter than the summer air. This visceral scene establishes the novel's unflinching approach to life's harsh realities and sets up the central tension of JoJo's existence, forced to become a man while still very much a child. The Mississippi heat presses down like a weighted blanket as JoJo studies Pop's weathered hands, trying to memorize the exact way he holds the knife. This relationship forms the emotional backbone of the story, Pop passing down not just practical skills, but stories of his own imprisonment at Parchment Farm when he was just 15. These tales flow between them like a dark river, connecting JoJo to a painful family history while preparing him for the harsh realities of being a young black man in Mississippi. What does it mean when a mother knows your name but doesn't know you? Leonie embodies this complexity, torn between addiction, grief, and motherhood. Her maternal disconnection shows clearly during JoJo's 13th birthday when she brings a store-bought cake with baby shower decorations, failing to see him as a growing adolescent. The scene culminates when Michael calls from prison announcing his release, and Leonie immediately abandons the celebration, taking the cake with her. What elevates Leonie beyond a simple antagonist is her self-awareness. She recognizes her failures, yet remains trapped in destructive patterns. During drug-induced states, she sees her murdered brother Given's ghost, her addiction serving as both escape and spiritual communion. Mom's assessment that Leonie ain't got the mothering instinct captures her daily neglect. Yet her insight goes deeper, telling JoJo, "No, she love you. She don't know how to show it." And her love for herself and her love for Michael, well, it gets in the way. Have you ever watched a child forced to become the adult in the room? While Leonie disappears for days, leaving only cigarette scents and empty promises, JoJo becomes the primary caretaker for his 3-year-old sister Kayla. She calls for him instead of their mother when she needs comfort, when nightmares strike, when fever burns through her small body. She smells like hay, warm milk, and baby powder, JoJo observes tenderly. Their sibling bond forms one of the novel's most poignant threads. JoJo braids Kayla's hair, checks for monsters, and interprets her toddler language when no one else can. Their connection proves crucial during the road trip to Parchment Prison. When Kayla becomes violently ill in the car, it's JoJo who comforts her while Leonie drives on, irritated by the interruption. The novel's most heartbreaking moment occurs during a police stop when an officer draws a gun on JoJo. Feeling the cold metal of the car against his palms and hearing Kayla's frightened whimpers, he understands his childhood innocence has been irretrievably lost. Can the dead truly leave us if their stories remain untold? Supernatural elements permeate the narrative, with Ma'am explaining their family's inherited ability to see and hear things others can't, a talent that ran in our blood like silt in river water. Leonie sees her dead brother Given when high, while JoJo communicates with Richie's ghost, a boy who died at Parchment decades ago. These supernatural elements function as metaphors for intergenerational trauma. Richie's inability to cross over until learning the truth about his death shows how buried histories demand acknowledgement. Pop's revelation that he mercifully killed Richie to spare him from a white mob suggests healing requires confronting painful truths. The novel climaxes when 3-year-old Kayla faces a tree filled with ghosts, men, women, children of all ages perched like birds, each bearing the weight of historical violence. Her garbled song makes them lean forward in relief, offering what these accumulated dead most desire, to be heard and released. Parchman Farm embodies slavery's enduring legacy. Pop describes it as a massive prison farm spanning 50,000 acres with no walls, just barbed wire fences, where inmates worked sun up to sundown in cotton fields under baking heat. Despite visible boundaries, armed, trusty shooters ensure freedom remains an illusion. At Parchman, Jojo sees ghostly figures bent at the waist, row after row, picking at the ground like crows. Richie explains that Parchman holds him in death as in life, and time there is a vast ocean where everything happens simultaneously. He witnesses the modern prison, its construction, and native men hunting the land before the prison existed. This time collapse shows how institutions of racial oppression persist across generations. Ward demonstrates how prisons incarcerate entire families. Michael's imprisonment worsens Leone's addiction, forces Jojo into parenting, and traps the family in dysfunction even after release. True freedom requires healing from generational trauma, not merely physical release. How do we heal wounds inflicted before our birth? Mom, slowly succumbing to cancer, serves as the family's repository of traditional herbal medicine knowledge preserved through generations of Black women. Her expertise encompasses plants' spiritual properties, harvest timing, and sacred preparation rituals. When Kayla falls ill during the journey to Parchman, Leonie attempts to gather blackberry leaves as her mother taught her. Her fragmented recall reveals the erosion of this ancestral knowledge, symbolizing a broader cultural loss when traditions aren't properly transmitted. Pop's relationship with traditional medicine contrasts through the leather gris-gris bag he secretly gives Jojo containing protective items, a tiny white feather tipped with blue and black, a sharp animal tooth lined with black in its grooves, a small gray river rock with a note reading, "Keep this close." This talisman represents both Pop's knowledge of folk traditions and his desire to protect Jojo when physically absent. The search for home, both literal and spiritual, drives many characters' actions. For Richie's ghost, home is the afterlife he cannot reach until learning the truth about his death. He tells Jojo that home isn't always a place, but about the earth opening to you, becoming part of the song. For Leonie and Michael, home remains elusive as addiction collapses their dream of establishing a life away from family histories. For Jojo and Kayla, home exists in their relationship with each other and Pop, forming a family unit based on mutual care after Mom's death. The novel suggests finding home, reconciling with the past rather than escaping it. Characters who flee their history through drug use remain displaced, while those who confront painful truths find peace despite losses. Through its blend of supernatural and everyday, the novel shows how we carry our ancestors with us, their traumas, resilience, and unfinished business. True belonging comes from singing the past into the present, not forgetting it.